Please turn to Psalm 136. We'll be meditating on Psalm 136 throughout this month. You've already sung it a couple of times, I think. Psalm 136, beginning in verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who laid out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who made great lights, for His mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who struck Egypt in their firstborn, for His mercy endures forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for His mercy endures forever. With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who divided the Red Sea in two, for His mercy endures forever, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for His mercy endures forever, but overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who led His people through the wilderness, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who struck down great kings, for His mercy endures forever, and slew famous kings, for His mercy endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for His mercy endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for His mercy endures forever, and gave their land as a heritage, for His mercy endures forever. A heritage to Israel, His servant, for His mercy endures forever. Who remembered us in our lowly state, for His mercy endures forever, and rescued us from our enemies, for His mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for His mercy endures forever. In case you didn't notice, Psalm 136 uses repetition to help you understand the subject of this psalm. For His mercy endures forever. It's almost like a dance, isn't it? A dance where the stanza and the refrain weave back and forth through the music. First the stanza, and then the refrain, and then the stanza again, and the refrain again. There's a simple beauty that emphasizes that wonderful foundational truth that God's mercy endures forever. My psalm meditation today is going to meditate on that fact, that God's mercy endures forever. We can define mercy as God's not giving us what we do deserve. All mankind deserves God's wrath and curse, both in this life and that which is to come. That's what we deserve. But God has withheld that judgment and has shown us mercy instead. How is it that God can do that? Well, this is where Jesus comes up in this psalm and features so centrally. God's mercy rests on the fact that He sent His Son, Jesus, to pay the price that you and I deserve. God is able to show us mercy and satisfy His justice because He sent Jesus. Since Jesus came and since Jesus died on the cross, that penalty that you and I deserve has been paid. And so we have received mercy. Let's look at how the psalm describes God's mercy. Very quickly, in verses 1 through 9, these stanzas tell how great God is. They relate just some of the wonders He has done. He made the universe, the land, the sea, the sun, moon, and stars. God has revealed His awesome power in these things. Then what the psalm does in that dance of stanza and refrain is to relate this God of great power who created all things with the God of mercy, the God of salvation. It's as if the psalmist wants you to understand that the same God who made everything is the God who saves you. And if God has power to speak and to make the galaxies and the planets and your body, then He has the power to forgive your sins as well and to show you mercy. In verses 10 through 22, the psalm then tells the story of God's specific mercy to Israel, His chosen people. God took one of the smallest, most insignificant groups of people and said to them, "I will be your God, and you will be my people." They were slaves under Pharaoh in Egypt. But God struck Egypt, and He brought Israel out with His own mighty works, with His plagues. Then He led them through the Red Sea, while Pharaoh and all of his armies were left there and were confused by God and were destroyed by Him. God led Israel through the wilderness. He brought them to the Promised Land, a land that is described as flowing with milk and honey, a symbol of His grace and His promises. But that land was also inhabited by mighty kings and wicked nations. God struck them down too. The psalm even names Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan. Why did He do this? So that He could keep His promise. So that He could give that land to Israel as He had promised to Abraham. It was because of His mercy to Israel. This is a good occasion for us to stop and recognize that we are singing here of something that is rather sobering. It may seem strange to praise God for striking down the firstborn of Egypt, for overthrowing Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for killing kings. Those are the words that the psalm uses. And in the psalm explanation, I can give 2 points to help you understand that. First of all, it was God's judgment and not man's. We leave that judgment in God's hands, not taking vengeance on ourselves. And this is very important. He is God and we are not. It is right for God to judge the wicked. And it is right for us to praise God for doing that. That's what this psalm leads us in doing. Secondly, it was a mercy to Israel. God delivered them from cruel oppression. It doesn't take long in reading the Old Testament to see the oppression that the Hebrew nation faced. And God showed mercy to them, just as surely as He shows mercy to every sinner who believes in Jesus Christ. There again, the refrain and the narrative dance back and forth. And in singing this, you are led to think of not only God's mercy historically, but God's mercy to you. As you have repented of your sins, you have experienced this great God of mercy. And that's where the psalm closes, in verses 23 through 26. The psalm gets very personal, and it says, "God remembered us in our lowly state. He rescued us from our enemies. He gives food. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for His mercy endures forever." As you sing it this month, let that refrain be a refrain that you meditate on over and over again. It's an easy psalm to memorize. You have it, half of it down already. The Psalter version of it uses steadfast love to describe mercy. That's a suitable translation. You can think of both of those words, God's steadfast love and His mercy that endures forever.